Kordeh, Hilchos Taruvos, Shir Zayin, Laman Nisan Hei Tov Shemem Gimel, April 13, 1983,
on Wednesday. So we have the end of the Gimel. We have a lot of things. We have a lot of things. We have So the question is of the pronunciation. Is it punctuation, pronunciation? Is it color of a chilev? So if the Tah says, it's here. The Talmud of the Bishre has a new day in me. Now, so chilev shen misare the bosom. So that's new day in me. כן, כוס את השקצה מכאן בשביל זה, בשביל נאובו, משאו בשביל נאורוש, ויוברי על פרק להנושה, סינו רמדם. So the Allah is, יתמנו איזה כחוב, אם אין לי השאים איתם חירה, או שאין לי, שיש איתם, או שיזכור בו מוסק, יתמנו לי כחוב. כוס את הדריש, ידיעוסה בישראל, ניתם בי, יש לי ומאית שפונים שקיימים בוסו מן הקצת, ואם ידוע, אם ידוע אחרי אלוהי, עושו ליתן דו ראשון, עד כאן ראשון. Here, we say, we discuss, whether an akum is here in Tome is Nehmon, and, let's say, a Kheira is Nehmon. So, why do we have to discuss all that? Let the Jew be taken. So the answer is very simple. How can a Jew be taken? Suppose, we don't know whether the Bosa has it on Kheira or not. To tell a Jew to betay him, suppose it has a Tam Chere, so then it will be either a Misa Bobo, whether a Tam Chicha is right, said Rabono, but the Misa it is, and it's Rabono, it's still Osa. So that's the reason as to why we have to involve the Goy. But, after all, it's not necessary to swallow it, in order to detect the Tam, he can just stick it into his mouth, and then see whether it has a Tam Chilu or not, and then spit it out. So apparently, that cannot be done. That it's Osea, Ridobo Osea, you're not allowed to be the case, even if you spit out of it. Even the case, of course, if it's the kind of tasting that you swallow, so that's a Chilu Mura, and even if it's less Mekazayis, but Hotishio, you have some Dreise. But suppose you spit out everything. You don't swallow a thing, not a mashu. So even that is awesome. Because assuming that you taste without swallowing is not osea, so why do we have to involve the boy? Let the Jew taste it and spit it out. That's the Rebush right. We do osea when you saw it in the middle day, you should make a bomb, you can eat some nakatze, and you do a imoluach in loy, or so little you'll be shame. Sometimes you buy meat and you don't know. You don't know whether it was salted and kosher or not. But by tasting it, you feel the salt can immediately be detected just by putting it on your tongue, on the tip of your tongue, without swallowing it. So the question is, are you allowed to put the boso on the tip of the tongue and then feel whether it's salted or not salted and spill it out? So who says no, you're not allowed to do it. ולתבוע מי, ובסין המבייס, גם אם מורו, ואתה בהד יבטאי המגיון שיינה. נבוא ארץ, if you want to feel whether it's good or not, in order to determine whether it's straight or not, so the שכנוח says, תאי מגיון שיינה, ועל כוחוך נראה דביטים מבלושן, אין בחשש שיסע, במוקים סופית. מוקים סופית. ומשמוך היסקיר בפירוש, גם אם מורו שייתי, בלושן, כמו שכוסה, שום בסיוסף בשביל מרדכי, וחנה ממותר, אם נוקי שום מדם, ושם הוכה, לא יצור יחליטי מה עוד אחי לממש, כדי להרגיש, אם יהיה שום, תא. So in other words, the שח is חלק על הלבוש. So there is a מחלקת between the לבוש and the שח. Now, one thing is clear. Suppose you know it's עושה, then even the שח agrees that it's עושה to taste it, even by spitting out. Just putting it on your tongue. Of course, it's also only Rabbanon, not Midraise. How can it be also Midraise? Midraise, only there is a chilek. But if you don't swallow a mashu of the Dovorosea, or you don't swallow a drop of the Dovorosea, then it's certainly not also Midraise. But, according to the Levush, so it's also Midraise. It's also midraise, midrabonim, sorry. It's also midrabonim to taste it, even if you swallow it. Midrabonim, it's also. The shah and the according to the bush, not only is it osea, when it's a badai dovorosea, even when it's a sofik dovorosea, it is also osea. Now, for example, here, the bush says, the fact that we have to resort to a time by goi. And why can't the Jew determine, even though the Levush assumes that it's possible for a Jew to determine whether it has a tam chelet by just putting the bosor on stone? I mean, that's how he assumes. So it's osa, because it's osa to be tamed without swallowing. Osa, even though it's not a vadai that it's osa, because we don't know whether it has a tam chelet. Maybe yes, maybe no. So it's osa with Rabbonon to taste bilishene, even if it's a sofik osa, dovorosa. So the shach says no. The shach says in the case where it's a rabbi dovorosa, then it's osa mirabonon. It's osa mirabonon. But where it's a sofik, whether it's osa or not, then it's mutar, and the raya is famoro, that we taste it, not we taste it by putting it on the tip of the tongue. But suppose it is bitter, but we maybe it is strafe. The answer is midraise. There is no iser anyway, because midraise is also only in the zachilo and you swallow it. But if you don't swallow it, so you just feel the taste of it. There is no iser. But midrabonim it's also since we don't know whether it's strafe or not. So then he's allowed to taste the more on his stomach. He's allowed to taste the more on his stomach. So here too, if it had been passed, so the question is, why do we have to involve the goy? The answer is, to feel whether it's bitter or not, that can be determined by putting it on the tip of the tongue. But to feel whether there is a tam chelev or not, that only if you swallow it, you can feel, you can determine. But if you don't swallow it, you cannot determine. So that's the reason as to why we have to involve the goy. Anyway, in the case where it's a vadai dovorosea, then tima b'roshin is also required to everybody, even according to the shach. But where it's a sofik, whether it's a dovorosea or not. Like here, so if it had been possible to determine that question by means of tima b'roshin, so then we would be allowed to, a Jew would be allowed to retain on his roshin. But we don't do it because it's impossible, in tzias, it's impossible to determine whether there is a tam chelev in the tafshil or not by means of tima b'roshim. Only if he swallows it. It swallows, of course, it's not allowed. Alright, so he said, Val kol rochtzor vishan hoched lo yitzor v'pitim al d'achil ha-mamesh, kidu ha-har v'shin yi shom tam, val kol rochtzor v'shachin l'chon, v'gabi t'aymiz, v'irachayim simen tov kuf samar zayim, מבוי הפושט בזה בניסי הביטימה בלושן לחוד ולהוסקה שם אלו לינטימה ליקח לסך פי ובזה ישחיל בין תאמיס לשור איסור. So in other words, כביטאמיס, so there is no איסה ביטימה בלושן לחוד, because only but the Nisa Bittim of Loshen Lachud, the Yitz Kashem of Yitim, Likach Lissach Pi, Ubozeh Yesh Chilik Bintanis, Lishor Yisum. The Hach Yitimenu, Ebe Tichobi Mashma Afilu Lapfe, Shechein Digil Ves Yosef in Loshen Arayim. Now, here when the Mechaba says, Yitimenu Ebe Tichobi Imeine Yosheim Beitam, Sheim Beitam Chilev, so it's muta. He doesn't say yitimenu eivet kechovim kveira. He doesn't say yitimenu eivet kechovim kveira. So it's mashma that even if he's not a professional cook, so veich achmi kol mashma apu yitim vav kveira, shechim bigi bes yosef loshan haibet, shekosa afshom eivet kechovim vizocha kveira, vim kein ikera heta mikeach nisiach ukitumei, כיוון הבסי עושה בשם הרשבו, הוא בלבד את הבייס, הוא בלבד את הבייס לא רואו, היקשה על זה. דין מסי הרואי, תומי נמון אלו לדסי שו, שאין אלו כגילו מי עושה בעלם. אורי, ביקוש יזו, היקשה גם בתומס הדשן, סימן האינטס. Now, so the Mechaber doesn't mention it many with Chavim Kreire, but he just says it many with Chavim. So, and that is the Shita of the Raived. The Shita of the Raived is, even if he's not a Kreire, he's Nemon. He's Nemon. So, why is he Nemon? Because he's Messiah Hulitume. But, the whole Apocha, according to the Raived, even if he's not a Kreire, he's Nemon. But he has to be a Messiah Hulitume. But suppose he's not Messiah Hulitume. He's not Messiah Hulitume. Messiah Hulitume means he doesn't even know that it's a relevant question for the Jew. He just thinks it and he just tells his judgment how it feels, what kind of a taste it is. But once he knows that it's irrelevant, it involves irrelevant matter for the Jew, then he's not in Messiah Hulitume. So, according to the Raived, even a non-Kreir is Nemo, but only if he's Messiah Hulitume. But there is another Shite. There is the Shite of the Rambam. The Rambam it's mashma that any Goy, any Yaakov, has Nemones. Even if he's not a Kreir, and even if he's not Messiah Hulitume. And they point out that that's the Shite Rambam. Why is it that the Taz doesn't even mention the Shite Rambam? After all, since the Rambam Shite is like that, and the Mechaber many times, Paschus like Rambam, since the Mechaber doesn't spell out anything, he just says, Yitimene v'chovim. He doesn't say Yitimene v'chovim kvele, he doesn't say Yitimene v'chovim Messiah Hulitume. So perhaps even if he's not Messiah Hulitume, so the Taz doesn't mention the Shite Rambam. Why? Because, apparently because, the Shite Rambam is a Yochid. Masha'in king, the Shite Raived, that Messiah Hulitume is Nemon, so there are many other Rishonim who agree with the Shite Raived. But Shite Rambam, that's the Shite Yochid. So that's why the Taz assumes that the Mechaber, when he says it, many with Kechodim, he means even if he's not a Kele, provided he's Messiah Hulitume. But according to the Rambam, even if he's neither a Kele nor a Messiah Hulitume. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam Perek, this Vov Milchet Macholes Asures, Halocha Lamed. V'moyu boso v'cholo v'yay yesech v'yay nole v'kwaya akerem shenoflu v'dvash o'y psa shkotzin v'omosim shemizbashel mayerek וחייצי בהם תהיה ניסון העקום וסמכין על פי אם אומר אין ביטעם או שאומר יש ביטעם ומטעם רע הוא והרי פיגמי הקלמותה והוא שלו יעשה פי להשגיח כמו שבאנו. So the Rambam says תהיה ניסון העקום וסמכין על פי. He doesn't say עקום אומן, עקום כבילה, עקום סיולי תמיד, תהיה ניסון העקום. So they point out, oh, Alright, so the Rabbah says, Pirgidan Roshe Omarove, Omarabonne be time, Omarabonne be Kpele, Umim be me like make my time, in a mission, meaning you sure the like Kpele, the like Kpele be Shishi, be Shishi. So, Rashi's Loshmi is, oh, the Yisura here in Bosobe, Bechele, Chein Ben Bris, Yochel Itame, Samchim on Akveil, Samchim on Akveil, Umin Bimidei, Ben De Teire, Ben De Yisura, Dulekele, Hafchintak, so he says, Samchim on Akveil, so Rashi says, Samchim on Akveil, so, but, Umidivre Rashi, so she yeh Mesiach Mitumei, Velu Yidiyu, Shetzchichan Leil Dvaris Aveta, והתיסס קוסו, אף אגב דאקמו, כיוון בקווילה הוא לא משקיה של יבצית מנוסי. ויש תמי בדברו רבינו, שקוס התאי מייסום האקום, ומשמע דחול האקום, אף אגב דלאב קווילה, סיימכים עולו, וכן קוס הפרקטס, אם לניצו האקום שייתם בי. So he doesn't say, אקום קווילה, אקום מסיר לתומי. So that's the שיבס הרמב״ם, so that's the קשה של דרדבס. But anyway, the reason, that's the שיבס הרמב״ם. Chidus Rambam means that an akum is nemon to be teyem, even if it's not a kvele and even if it's not misi alitum. But the task doesn't mention the shitas Rambam, even though the mechaba doesn't mention misi alitum either. But still, the task says that the mechaba is in accordance with the shita of the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam is a yochid. And the Radva says that the Rambam Shite is a big deal, but it's not so difficult, the Rambam Shite. What is the Rambam Shite? After all, an Akum certainly has no nemones, even Misir Mitumei saw the Poskimeski Kashi. Misir Mitumei is only nemon in the Rabbonon, perhaps in the Rabbonon, but in the Raise, he is certainly not nemon except in the Seisho. So they are Tautzi. But any Misir Mitumei goes without saying that an Akum has no nemones, and still the Rambam Shite is that any Akum has nemones to taste it. So what is the Shite's Rambam? I think the Shite's Rambam is very simple. Taste says now the Zore. Now the Aloche is that you cannot send, let's say, meat with the goat, because it might be machl, unless you make a simen. But if you don't make a simen, you cannot use a goy as a messenger to deliver meat. Why? Because maybe he'll be machli if he'll exchange it for another piece of meat, and the other piece of meat might be treve, might be nevel. So Tesis says in Avni Zore that an akum is only choshud lehachli if he has a motive. Let's say, suppose you send him as a messenger with meat, maybe he has in his possession meat that is of inferior quality, and this is of superior quality, so he will exchange the piece of meat that he has in his possession that is of inferior quality with this piece of meat. But suppose an Akum has no motive to be machli, so then we're not reaching the door to be shuft and asking him, he has to be off his mind. Why should he be machli if he doesn't gain anything? If there is possibly a motive, so in Mele, an Akum is choshev. So apparently it's true, an Akum. An Akum has no nemones. But if the Akum has no motive to lie, so then why should, just as Tesis says in Avni Zore, they in Akum choshut lehachli bidobar osa, ki imeini marviyah bazi, ki yoto bishuftin askino, he's not a normal person if he'll just be machli. Yes? No, but suppose we know. So in the ordinary case, so he cannot be sent as a shliach because he might have a motive. But suppose we know that he has no motive. Suppose we know that he has no motive. If we know that he has no motive, so b'mele, an akum is not choshev. So the Rambam Shite here too is, after all, what could he gain by lying? Unless he is just a pathological liar, I mean, there are certain people. There are abnormal people, I mean. But if he doesn't gain anything, so true an akum has no nemones. See, we don't have to resort to nemones. It's because, or to be shuft and ask him. Or to be shuft and ask him. So that's the Shidas Rambam. However, all the other Rishonim say that an akum it has no nemones to taste it, unless he's a krele, so then umen lemara nafshe, or v'chol apoches v'si'al v'tumei. And even in regard to v'si'al v'tumei, so there is something. Okay. So, hachit menu, if it chovin mashma afi rafke, שכן דיקרי בסיוסף עם ראשנה ראי וכוסף שם ללכון ולזוח אחר ואם כן ניקרא היתר מכיח ושיח ולתומת כי מבוי הבסיוסף שמרש בו ובדק הבית לא רוב כי כשעל זה די ושיח ולתומי נאבו נורי ושישו שאין לי אלוקי גילו מיל זה דל so the Rajbosses, the thief and the dark, who is not a pele, as long as he's a Messiah, he too may is Nemo. Never. So the Ro is massive on the Rajbo. And the Ro says, how can Akum Yisrael Mitumei have Nemonis? Akum Yisrael Mitumei is only Nemon in a Geraisi. In a matter, by the Seisho. Because B'techin Yashach Ma'ot Olo B'Seifo, Hekalto B'Tchaloso, Isho Daito Yitzele, Milzen Avidu Ligluye. So there are special reasons as to why an Akum Yisrael Mitumei is Nemon to testify next by it. But in any other device, and Akum Yisrael Tumei has no nemones. Why should he have nemones in this? Rikush Yezu, Hikshu Gam Mitchumas Adeshen, Sibin Ayin Tez Al Rajbo, Vitir Al Yisrael Al Rajbo, Nitam Ki Ikal Av Derayse. Oride De Rabonon, Mahamed Mishiach Uli Tumei. So in other words, so the Mitchumas Adeshen says, the reason is why the Rajbo says, that an Akum is nemon to taste it. In two situations. One situation is where there is a kveile, so we will mara nafsh. The other situation is where we see a litumei, but we see a litumei, we see a litumei, his own name cannot be named only the raise, except me is each of, and tam ki ikya is the raise. So the Torah Sadeshin says, the Rashba Shite is, the tam ki ikya is la raise. Well, the Yisrati Shite is Rashenim, the tam ki ikya is la raise, Rashi Shite, and then the Rambam Shite, Many say, I need a Hashulchon, the Bachai Moses seems like that. Then the Rambam Shiti is the Tam Kikya is the Raise, but only if there is Kazai at first class, as we discussed it. If the Tarubes is in the ratio of 1 to 8, but if the Tarubes is in the ratio of 1 to 9, then there is Bitu Birot with the Raise, and that's only Osam Rabbah. So, not way that the Rajba Shiti is. Now, that Tamkikea in this case is not the right. Alright. Umid Rabono Mohammed is here with me. Ubemes Kosa Besios and Shame. Tirasabais or Ruch, the masking Rabinetam, this is really the right. So, but how can we say that? The Besiosef says that the Shite of the Rajbo is like Rabinetam. The Shite of Rabinetam is the Tamkikea is the right. And the Kong Rabinetam, it's not only the right. It's also the Raisa, there is no Bito. And not only also the Raisa, there is a new Yisarese, as some Rishayim say. But according to Rav Netam, it's also the Raisa, there is no Bito. And furthermore, the heretofore Heter is Mepach Lisa. So how can the Tumas Adeshen say that the reason as to why the Rajba says Akum Yisrael Tumei is Nemon is because the Rajba Shiti is Tam Kikya is not the Raisa? No, but the Pesiosef says that the Rajba Shiti is like Rabinatam. Epsher, so he says, Epsher, so he says, Epsher, we must give him no ever, we need to have him. Avon Yisiyach Mitumei, Shapir Somach, HaRashe, the Rambam, Yisvir Alei, the Tanki, Ikya, the Rabbon. So what's Epsher? Monefshach. Okay, Monefshach. He says, the Pesiosef only means that we gabi the Ikarisa. So of Tamki Ikea, that's the Raise. But as far as Nemones is concerned, so then the Rajba holds that Tamki Ikea is the Rabon. Either Tamki Ikea is the Raise or Tamki Ikea is the Rabon. How can we separate? Monefshach, if there is Aloch, the Takum Siyavi Tumei has only Nemones in the Nisa Rabon. He doesn't have Nemones in Nisa the Raise, but Nisa the Raise has no Nemones. So Mimele, and the Rajba Shite is like Hamletam, the Tamki Ikea is the Raise. So how is it in respect to Nemones, we rely on the Shite, the Tam Kikya is Rabbah. I mean, that's it. It's very strange. So what the Taz means is this. You see, in other words, that when the Rajbo says that we have to be Machmir by Tam Kikya, it's not the Teres Baba. In other words, what's Nakimine, the actual Nakimine, whether Tam Kikya is the Raise or Tam Kikya is the Rabbah? The Nafkimina is, as the Mechaba mentions, Im Nisare Vim Bimine Vinishpach, Bim Yenshin Yachin Lamid Olof Nishare, Im Neida Shol Yoru Behete Amuta, Im Neida Shol Yoru Behete Os, But Neida Shol Yoru Behete, even though we do not know whether it was Shishim or not, so we are telling the Lord, if the Taruves was Mim Bimine, Avo Im Nisare Bishem Bimine, Vinishpach Bim Yenshin Yachin Lamid Olof Nishare, Afu Neida Shol Yoru Behete Os, Os, So that's not coming. If Tamki carries the Rabbonon, so then the Aloch is even by Min Shemim Minei. If it's spilled out, then we don't know whether it was Shishim or not, we are telling Hokia. If we say Tamki carries the Raise, so if it spills, and we don't know whether it was Shishim or not, we have to be mad. So in other words, when the Rajbo, the Tas is saying, when the Rabbonon of the Thomas HaBeshem is, when he says that the reason is why the Rajbo is Matir, even though by Nisa the Raise and Akum Isir on the Tume has no monies because the Rajbe Shite is only in Ikar Isa, so Tam Kika is the Raise. But as far as the monies is concerned, we say Tam Kika is Rabban. I mean, what is, doesn't it make sense? The answer is when does the Rajbe say that Tam Kika is the Raise? Because the Rajbe Shite is. If a taruves of mine is spilled out, and we don't know whether it was shishim or not, so the Rajbo says, then we cannot be telling the law. So it's a raye that the Rajbo passed in Tam Kika as the Raise. Because if the Rajbo would pass in Tam Kika as the Rabbonon, like Rashi, so then in case it's spilled out, should have the same aloche as in the case where a taruves of mine is spilled out. So we are telling the law. So, but that only means that the Rajbo is Cheshesh. Maybe the Aloch is like Rabbeinu Tam. The Tam Kika is the Raise. Maybe. So the Mele, since there is a Sofik, so the Mele, we cannot be Tele Hokeh. But it's not in Vadai to the Rajbo that the Tam Kika is the Raise. It's a Sofik. Maybe. Lechumre, we have to be Cheshesh. Maybe Tam Kika is the Raise. Mashain came we got the monies, so we have his vexake. One topic is maybe Tamki care is the Rabbonon. According to the Rashi. Maybe it's the Rabbonon. Assuming that Tamki care is the Raise like Hamletam, but maybe the Aloch is like the Rambam. That here Lite, so Nakum, even if he's not Messiah Mitume is them. Even if he's not Messiah Mitume is Nehman, because he has no reason as to why he should lie. I mean, he wouldn't gain anything. So Memele is his vexek. That's the pshat, probably in the Tanakh. Oh, Ella, Efshia doi maskini mo emel mikradim, av Messiah Mitume, shaper somach harashi v'rambam, disvil itam kikad rabonon. ויאפשר שלו זה נסחב אל בידס יוסף, שכוס הביסים לזה, ורוסם חינון הרמב״ם ורשבו, דימהנו ותיכון מסיר ותומי אף לא הניק פעילה. אבל באמס, מוצינו ויכוח כוזל בפסקי מרי, סימן כופלה מלוינים בחיר, שכוס אב לא ראש, מהנו מסיר ותומי, כי שמשביח מקרי, אלו שהיק שלו, דומהנו ובידס אישו, כי די איסה בהגי זהו, כי איסה בהגי זהו, In other words, so first the Taz mentioned the Thomas Adeshin Steretz and the Rajbo. The reason is why the Rajbo says that Nakum Isir Mitume is Nemon to taste the Tavshir because possibly Tam Kika is Rabbonim. So Mimele, here there is this vexing. But that's not the Taz Steretz. The Taz's own Teretz is that the reason the Rajbo Bitiras Vadai holds the Tam Kika is the Raise, not Bitiras Sofim. He holds the Tam Kika is the Raise. But then you ask, so how is it that the Rashba says that the Nakum is not a Kvele? We see that Tume is Nemon, but the Raise and Nakum is Tume is Nemon Nemon. So he says it's not such a little portion. We are shaming home that the Nakum is Tume is Nemon, is Nisuri the Raise. Who is that Chite, the Rosh? We got a prayer. Whether the question is, let's say, whether the prayer has a moon, doesn't have a moon. So then the Rosh says that Enakum has the mones. the Rosh Mahanam is here with me, he should mashbiach mekhe. Of course, if it is, if the testimony by the Akum is necessary in order to promote the sale, so then he's not Messiah Ritume. So, because Messiah Ritume means he says it innocently. But if it's possible to promote the sale by his testimony, so then he's not Messiah Ritume. But Kishayne must be Akum. So then he is a Messiah Ritume. So an Akum is the one. El Shehik Shalom. So the Marie has the kashe when Mahana will be the seashore to the Agis Argeze, the Nirali, the Rajba of the Rosh Sirale, the Hoda and Munan Bagaze, the Messiah of Tun and Emon, Mira the Raise, and Mira the Boy in his Dafke, Machin Kindis of Heter, Shapra Mahana, the Brazil will be on his boy, and will be engaged on the Hoche Sage, take the Abu Dehotan and be suing Lehatia. Vim kein hochanam misir mit tumay di mizeli shon svore shein shon misa vi sad boze ve horaye shepile mahane af lo bein misir mit tumay mitam do mar khaskose u mile di boyeides vado le mahane do boze el al kokh od di sun mit so khak khokh kein mir lo yashi da sag as bo rosh abu na loche kwa posak di tur bi shokhano khsine shin tzayen lo ingen ויין פריער דוין האמע מיסיר ווי טומע ווין קיין ווען האמע מישן דוכט די קיי איז ער בראיס סו דע טאסטער איז דע דע שיטע פון דע ראש אין דע ראש יעד אל שיין מאחר נ יעד אל שיין מאחר באט דע שיטע פון דע ראש אין דע ראש איז דע טווינד ווי זיי דאט ביי דע ראיס Akum Sir Ritume has no more. Actually, it's Gemara in Bovakame, at the end of Bovakame. So Gemara in Bovakame says, Gemara in Bovakame, and it's Gemara in Suves, that an Akum Sir Ritume has no more by Shvuy. In other words, let's say, suppose a certain woman was captured by the Chodim, and the captors have a right, according to the decree of the Malchus, they have the right to do whatever they want. So melee, there is a possibility, maybe she was abused, maybe she was raped. So the halacha is, Ishvuyo is asur l'inosin kei. Because if she was raped by the Chovim, so she's a Zayin. So a Kayan is not allowed to marry a Ishvuyo. So the halacha is, suppose an Akum comes and he testifies, he says, he was together with this Shvuyo, and he's a witness that she wasn't abused, she wasn't raped, so then she's with Teres Lekeh. So Gemara says, why is an Akum Sir Ritume Lemon? Because the Iser of Shvuyo Lekeh is only in Rabbon. Because me, the Raise, there is Alochem, Malkin ala Yehud, Vine Yisran ala Yehud. So even though the Akum He has the right, according to the decree of the Malchus, to do whatever he wants, but since there is no Eides that she was Mizane, just that she was Misyachid, the Akum, the Chovim was Misyachid with her, so Mimele, she's not also a Malkin or a Yichud, Vinesim, a Yichud. But Midrabonon, so in Shvuyo is Becheska Zinzo. So since it only involves a Nisa the Rabbanon, so Akum Sir Ritume is never. So that's the Gemara, that Akum Sir Ritume is only the Mones in a the Rabbanon, not in the Raise. So the Taz says, because whether she was Mizane or she was not Mizane, so that's a Shaila of Dovah Shebe'alvo. And there is a Loch in Dovah Shebe'alvo, Kochis Mishnai. So in Dovah Shebe'alvo, so that requires Eides, not just Nemonis, Eides! And this show is not Nemonim Dovah Shebe'alvo, like Niskacho. Suppose two women will testify that a certain woman was Zinsa, so she'll not be Asur L'Bailo, because in Dovah Shebe'alvo, Koche is Mishnai, so it requires Eides. So Mimele, something that requires Eides. So if it's the Reise, Akum Yisir Ritume is not Nemon. Mashim Kein, if it involves only Nisar Rabbonon, like Shmuye, so even though it comes within the category of Dovah Shebe'alvo, So now comes the Chachamim or mine. But me, said I say, if it requires Eides, naturally Nakum is the only Tume. How can he have? He's not an Eid, Nakum is the only Tume. But Mashiach came by Isa the Heter, where no Eides is required, all the Psulim are Nemon. All the Psulim are Nemon, and Misha is Nemon, and Eved is Nemon, and Eved is Nemon. So all the Psulim Eides have Nemones. But Nakum has no Nemones. Why? Because Nakum is a choshev mishaker, is choshev mishaker. But an akum isil to me is not choshev mishaker. An akum isil to me. So even in the Raisi, the shita of the Rosh and the Rajbo is that an akum isil to me has none. But then he says, but the psak of the two is, in Simen Shinte Zayin, ligabi preya. So the two doesn't pass like the Rosh. It doesn't pass like the Rosh. And he passes that an akum has no numones in regard to preya. Even though prayer is Issa Beheter, it doesn't come within the category of Domashe Be'avo. It's Issa Beheter, so it doesn't be soon. Still, an Akum has no Nemones. So, Mimele, according to the Psak of the two, according to the Psak of the two, so it will not have Nemones. Alright. Now, Nikas Raisa, Bitu Kosu. Now, the task, continue. Bitu Kosa, the Chim Kosa, Adini Ove Ozao, Shetzo. Now let's see the Rosh Nalito. Kosov HaRashbo. Vintzor Yishirumen Bikach. Ela Afilu Stam Biodom. Shekol Tam Shemini Yodash Nistam Biodom in Itar. Vichosavei Yishirumen Afil Yidea Shesim Chimolov Nemo. Sheini Matzit Cheskosei. Umer Limar Anafshi. יש מי שאיזה עד שיהיו מן ומסיח ותומי וכן כוס עבדים לא ביורוזר שצורך שצורך של ידע שסיים חנות ויהיין איזה ויתר Now, so the Rashbo says at first ואין צור שיהיו מן בכך אלא אפילו סתם ליודו So he says So הסתם ליודו So is she called Tam she near the Stam Yodam Nita? Because Abei Vimumen Akil Idea she same Kinolo, Nemon she Mapsit Rescose, Vish Mishe, Achi Umen, Umasia Vitume, so the Rashko mentions Ishite, that Messia Vitume by itself is not Nemon, but he has to be bold. He has to be a new man, and he has to be Messiah with me. V'chein kosav adeni of Yorozal, shetzorich shel yeida shesim chinolot, b'inyin yisaveteh. In other words, he has to be a Messiah with it. That's the lotion of the two. Tu kosav v'chein kosav adeni of Yorozal, shetzorich shel yeida shesim chinolot, k'in yisaveteh. Hodu kosav stam. וכן כוס האפדיני או ביורש, פירד מסיוסף, קוראים מה שנחה בדבור, עם צורך כבי לדף. כושב, הו כוסב, הו ראש, פירוש נחתי מלכיחובי, משמע דבינם דף תאומה, דין לא יקה, לא מלא ליכתי, דובר זה, דין דרכה של הראש ליכתי, ולמד נפקי מן הילדים, אל כנראה יפחה, דיוודאי הו ראש סביר עלי כמו שיש לנו, שמייבי לפני זה ליצור יחומן דף אלו דיי שחידו שחו דיבי לראש ומשמע אם לידי העם כחובים שסיים לכם על עוד ולרחות לא אם יניסה להתר מיקר לפיתומי מה שאין כן בישור לפיתומי כן בין נשיא שאו עם העם הזה אל כן כוסה בשם הראש וגם זה מהנקה so the task says דיוודאי הראש סביר עלי כמו יש אמרים שמייבי לפני זה ליצור יחום דווקא. Now, the question is, I mean, in other words, that the Rosh Shite is the same Shite as the Shite of the Yesh Emrim that the Rashba mentions. What does the Rashba mention? V'yesh mi she'eiseir, at she'irumenu misiach mitumah. So, v'chein kosav adeni yo v'orosa, she'tzorich shol yeida she'simcha lo b'yuzeda. So, B'si Yosef says that it's not that the Rosh agrees with the Shite. Agrees with the Shita of the Yesh Mishayisah. The Taz says, no, the Rosh agrees with the Shita of Yesh Mishayisah. But we have to understand the Pshat in the Shita of Yesh Mishayisah. Because what does the Yesh Mishayisah say? The Rashba says that An Akum has Nemones in two situations. Either he's a Numen, so then even though he's not Messiah Humitumei, or he's Messiah Humitumei even though he's not a Kveh. Even though he's not a Kveh. This is the Rajmash. So then, V'yesh Mishayi say, Achei Umenu Messiah Humitumei. We need both. So Bishleime, this fact that Messiah Humitumei by itself is not Nemon, we can understand. Because Tam Kinker is the Raise, so Mimele and Akum Messiah Humitumei has no Nemones. Has no Nemones. And Akum Messiah Humitumei has no Nemones in the Raise. But why does he have to be Messiah Mitumei? Suppose he's a Numen, even if he's not Messiah Mitumei. That's a Din Poshut. The Tumen de Mara Navshe. So that has to, the sheet of the Yesh Mishai say has to be explained. You see, there is a machleki between the Bes Yosef and the Taz, what the sheet of the Rosh is. Whether the sheet of the Rosh is like the sheet of the Yesh Mishai Seir, or it's not like the sheet of the Yesh Mishai Seir. So the Bes Yosef says that the sheet of the Rosh is not definitely like the sheet of the Yesh Mishai Seir, but, and the Taz says it is like the sheet of the Yesh Mishai Seir. But let's forget the sheet of the Rosh. The Yesh Mishai Seir, the Rashba says, holds Tzeshetzorich Shel Yeda Shesim Chinolov Beinyen V'yesh Mishai Seir Achiei. So the Yesh Mishai Issa says we require both. There are two prerequisites. Number one, he should be a Numen. Number two, he should be Messiah Mitumei. So Bishleime Messiah Mitumei by itself. So he's not Nemon. Because Akum Messiah Mitumei has no Nemon, as the Rai say. He is Chelik on the Shite. He is Chelik on the Shite of the Rosh. The Rosh says we got the prayer. The Rosh says we got the prayer that an Akum has mnemones. We got the prayer. Because an Akum is here to me. But why does the Yesh Mishayisa say, Achei Umenu Misiyah Lito? That's the question. Why does he say, Achei Umenu Misiyah Lito? And then, if he's a Umen, even if he's not Misiyah Lito, he should have mnemones. And then we have to understand the Taz also. And the Taz says, he's chelik on the Bes Yosef. He says, the Bes Yosef says, Shein hecha b'bloch b'mtzorich pele d'abdi. So, kosher v'yo kosher v'rosh pirish nachnim v'lipchichovim, mashma d'bin and d'abdi ume. So then he says, "Al kinyira yifre divada yorosh spiralei kmo yeshemim shemayvi lifneize ditzol chumen daf." So in other words, so the Taz assumes that the rosh shite is like the yesh. Misiach Uvitumei by himself? Not. So how can the Taz say that according to the Rosh, Misiach Uvitumei by itself? Not. When the Taz himself pointed out that the Rosh Shite is that Lako Misiach Uvitumei has the Mones Nidreise. Gabe prayer. So why is Tam Kikya distinguishable from prayer? So the Taz himself, he says it himself. So what's the Pshat in the Taz? And what's the Pshat in the Yeshmishayisaya? I think that I mentioned it before the Pesach vacation, that when the Yeshmishayisaya says, so the Achiyuhum and the Messiah Huitumei, it doesn't mean that in order to have Nemones, there must be two prerequisites. Number one, he has to be a Krele, and number two, he has to be Messiah Huitumei. No! The Nemones of Krele is established according to all Gishenik. The Nemones of Krele. Because human we are an option. Messiah Huitumei is stolen the Machlok of Hashem. But according to the Rosh, the Taz himself points out that the Nakam Messiah Huitumei has Nemones in the Dreise. But here there is another question. Now, we tell the Rashbo says, וימצור ישירו מביקח, אלא אפילו סתם ליאודון, שכותם שאין נרגש, וסתם ליאודון אין איתם. So there is another question involved here. Now let's say, sometimes, when Chilev falls into Heter, into Bosor, into Itafshir, so there is such a strong tam that it can be detected by every person. But sometimes, there is a tam, but the tam is relatively faint. In other words, only one who has expertise, who is a food dilettante, he'll be able to detect the tam. But someone who is not a food dilettante, who has no expertise, so then he will not even detect it. So the shail is, the aloha the tam kikya is the raise. So what does it mean? Does it mean a tam gomodavke? A tam that can be detected by every person, by the average man? Even someone who was not trained in detecting time, or tam kikya, or tam kikya is also midraise any time, even if it's a relatively faint time. So, in other words, so when the Rashba said v'imtzor yoshiyumen bikach elafi u'stam neyodom shekol tam sheinil gash u'stam neyodom any time. So what does he say? In other words, that even a regular apple who is not a cook, who doesn't have any extra, any special expertise in filling a tam in food, but like every other normal person, so he feels a tam gomo, but a tam sheni gomo, the average person will not feel unless he's an expert, he has a training in detecting tam. So the Rashba Shita is, but then we should be changed. Maybe there is a slight time of chilev, but this akum has no expertise. He can only feel a strong time. So the answer is, as long as there is no strong time that can be detected by the average person, so then he doesn't ask it. He doesn't ask it. So then he says, V'yesh mi sheiseya. There is a shittes of a sheinim. Let's say that the sheinim would say that tam kikya doesn't mean dafke, a tam that the average person can detect. Even if it is the kind of a tam, it's a relatively thin tam, that an average person will not detect. But an expert, a food dilettante, will detect. So it's also awesome. Right? That's the sheet of Yesh Mishay Yisrael. So that's the pshat. Yesh Mishay Yisrael. Achiyumen u'misiach u'litumei. So then you ask, so why does he add Yesh Mishay Yisrael Achiyumen u'misiach u'litumei? Mone pshat. If he has to be a woman anyway. Not because of credibility, but because of expertise. In order to be able to determine even a relatively faint time that an ordinary person will not detect. So he has to be a Kveile anyway, because in order to be capable of detecting a relatively faint time. So once he's an expertise, so mainly he has credibility on the basis of the aloche of Buna Lemara Nafshe. So why does he require Umisiyah Ritume? The answer is, there are certain people, let's say, there are certain people, let's say, who have the expertise, but they're not acting. It's not their profession. It's not their profession. Suppose he's a cook. He has been a cook for 50 years. Now he's already 70 years old, and he retired. So then, as far as expertise is concerned, so the fact that he's retired doesn't diminish his capability. Unless he's senile, all right, so then he will not be able to determine whether there is a common act. But if he retired, so he's able to determine whether there is a tam chilev or not. But as far as the lemones of whom we mara nafshi is concerned, that's based upon the fact that it will be damaging to his profession. If he already retired, so then it will not damage his profession. He doesn't care about his profession anymore. So when the Yesh Misheisa says, the Yesh Misheisa, actually woman, what does he mean actually woman? Not that he has to be dafke woman who is a professional, who is acting, who is engaged in that profession. He says, the Yesh Misheisa actually woman, someone who has a training, whether he is involved in that profession or not, he doesn't have to practice it. Suppose sometime someone took a training in time. He took a course in college in cooking and in detecting timing, but he never acted as a professional cook in his life. So the mnemonis on the basis of Ulu Mara Nafchi doesn't have. But if it's a question, is he capable? Is he an expert to determine whether there is any time, even a relatively faint time or not? So of course he's capable. But so when the Yeshi Sheisa says actually a woman, he doesn't mean woman a professional who is Mara Nafshi, actually a woman who is an expert. And then he has to be Messiah Mitume if he's not a professional expert. But of course, if he's an expert and a professional expert who is involved in the profession, who makes a living from that, so then he doesn't have to be Messiah Ultime. But in case he's a new man, he's an expert, but he's not engaged in that profession, so then he has no mnemonis, unless he's Messiah Ultime. But if he is Messiah Ultime and he's not an expert, so then true, he has mnemonis, but maybe he doesn't know. He cannot determine a relatively slight time. So Mimele, the Taz is not difficult. True, the Taz himself says that the Roshite is that the Nakomisir Ritume has mnemonis in any deraisa. If it is not something that requires Eidus Gmura in Isur. But then the Roshite is like the Yesh Misheisa, not because of chisong mnemones, chisong of credibility, but because chisong of capability, not credibility, but chisong of capability. Unless he's a new man, he's an expert, even though he's not a professional expert. So then he has mnemones only on the basis of miseria. Now, the shah. In other words, when the Rabbon says that Chilev and Bosor is time Shoveh, so he has reference to a case of Bosor Shomeh, of Bosor Shomeh. Let's say, suppose now there is Chilev and there is Shomeh. For example, so the Alochas, the determinist whether something comes within the Yisrael of Chilev or something does not come within the Yisrael of Chilev. Now, let's say Chilev Aliyah is not Chosel, but I suppose that chemically it is the same thing as chilva kloyes. Chilva aliyah is muter, and so that's called shumen. Chilva kloyes is chayv koes. Chilva kloyes. So in other words, so when Ravon says that it's min b'minei because it has the same time, the Ravon has reference to chilev and boso shomen, like chilev aliyah. So that's called boso. So there it's min b'minei. Yitimenu v'kichobim v'tzor shol yeida sheseim chimol. Ves Yosef posag da'i v'kichobim du'av kvele pirush nachtmumen samchim na'olim misirachum yitumei davke. והקפילה סמכינה אפילו עם סיר ותומה ומשקה של יעשו נוסי נסבור לו לכאן מהי רבי חומים שאין הקפילה וכך צורר של ידע שסים חולו ומכל בוקים כאשר היא כי אם דיפוס אבי סיבי דמים שמילה יוסף מדרעי זה כל שני סיטם the same כאשר the task mentions אם כן יחיה ביחום נם מסיר ומתומי ועל אישה סרוכים פרק נגיד ובאסן אם ביחום מסיר ומתומי נם ביסדר אלו בידיסי שלבד ופסקו בעל וחזי לזורי ורושם וסמד מסיר וחזי רשי ויעבור כשמידו הרמב״ם משור פוסקי משמע גם כן ניסם חינה ביחום נדילף קרילה במסיח לפיתומי מכל מוקים אפשר ביסבר כרשי. So the Shach, apparently the Shach assumed, but the other poskim did not assume that way, you see. The Shach, he said, the Aval Gav, Shem Aval Pishim Gimel Aramba, Usho Poskim Mashma, Gamke, the Samchimai Vichobim Laf Peleb, Misiach Mitumei. So he says that according to the Rambam, he is only Nemon, if the Akum is here to me. The truth is, just as the Rambam doesn't spell out Kvele, the Rambam doesn't spell out Misiach Mitumei either. Misiach Mitumei either. And the Bais Yosef himself says, that according to the Rambam, the Akum is Nemon, even if he's not a Kvele, and even if he's not Misiach Mitumei. But the Shach assumed, how could it be that they come to the Rambam and Akum is neither a Kvele nor is he only Tumei? So he's Nemon. Since when has Akum Nemones? So the Shach assumed that even though the Rambam, if he says Yitmenu Akum, he doesn't say Yitmenu Akum is he only Tumei, but he means is he only Tumei. So this is what the Shach says. But the others say, no, that according to the Rambam, he is Nemon to taste it, even if he's not is he only Tumei. Alright. So, ואף על פי שמידי והרמב, משור פוסקי משפי כאן מצמחים לכל מה שקרים ומסיר ולתומי, מקום בוקם איפה שאני שר וכרה שבסייה איתו, ומי שמימי נמין עתיר למות מרוב, אבל המחה בקושה, כושר הרשבו, שגם הוא פוסק למין מי שמימי נעושה מהתהירה הצמח, הוא פוסק למכל מה שקרים ונאם ומסיר ולתומי, וכדורו בן בבס יוסף, שוב מוצא עושה מתרום הזדה, שסימן את זה, same thing, זה תזמן, שיהיה לי שקצת בזה. Because of the Rishayim, 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 לאימא כי אם ניקוסה ומכל מוקים ליהיה פסק הלוח הניסמך על רמתם וריהו בר הלוח הסברי וזר שרה בני ויאמרו להחנו בשום תהיר עד כאן לשני אם כן ניפוסק אבא ישראל משום חומרה ומהנס ורס המכיר מי וכחוב ומסיר לדומה. In other words, this is what the תחום הסדשן means. והיא בתחום הסדשן הקוצר שום סוסו מגמרי. So he says it's today. In other words, he assumes that the Rashba Shite is Bitira Svada like Chavetam, not Lechumre, because Sveke the Rashba Lechumre. Veheid, the Bitira Saba is a Kotsa Shom Sosan Ligamre, Kisvara Samatam, Luhinska Svara Samatam. Lechol Apoches in Tira Saba is Oruch, he uses the Loshin, Kolmok in Psakaloche, Nismeich, Al Rabnetam, Veriba Aloche, Barai Kizal, She Rabi Meim, Vom Lach, Vom Shantero. So that implies only Bitira Sofi. Masha, in Tira Saba is a Kotsa, he doesn't use the Loshin, Lach, Vom Shantero. So that means Bitira Svadai, he was Machri Al Rabnetam, Elu Mishay, Zabai Zakotzer, Shom Sosom Ligamre, Ki Svara Samnetam, Vlo Yizkir, Svara Samnet Kirim, Vyeiz Dabai Divam Chaberim Imi Yishonim, Shech Chososom Bechiv Oze Apsokim, Vechim Marshal, Per Gila Noshe, Sinu Amet Gimu Posag, Afilo Yine, Samkina Lichot, Nisir Ultumei, Afilo Rav Kvele, Uvisinu Mempov Shom, Hemi Mashi Kosvar Ashbo, Vomu Lach Mishol Teiro, Vichot Avolo, Uvimashi Parashnu, Vilo Yechumre, Vikachu Machvarte, Nishmai Tenu Deraise, So the question is, so how does the Rashbo and the Rosh say, Al Drabo Hamin the Rosh? So he's not finished, alright. So how does the Rashbo say that the Nakum is here with Tumeh as Memones? But since Tam Kikel is the Rashbo, a Nakum should not have Memones even though he's Messiah with Tumeh. V'yeisho yoreitz mitari don abne bagedo le nilchom nisei ikonin enum shod gomim hanich en ischad v'isurei. Mashin kinochen yadino nyeiz v'tam kwao. So the Samu give the Teretz that the Nakum is here with Tumeh as Memones even in Yisad Reis. Why does the Gemara in Agezel say? Why does the Gemara in Agezel say that only the Rabbonon Nakum is Tumei as Nemones? That's in a case where it's Ischad Gisurei. Mashenkin here, it's not Ischad Gisurei. So the Mele even in the Aisei Nakum is Tumei as Nemones. So Videchak. So Videchak. Veidosom Pachin Alomodi Turu Shmuya Opikotin. מישהו יתומי ומשנה בישוי קורא ואשת מי פורי חוב בישוי או מישחד בישוי דגמורה says Murakama. The reason is why not Mr. Tumi is the Edomon is by Shvuo, because Shvuo is the Rabbonon. The implication being that if it had been the Raise, so then, and not Mr. Tumi wouldn't have the Mones, even though by Shvuo there is no Yishchad Kisorei. So it's a Raya, it's a raya that even where there is no Ischazik Yisrael, so still in the raya, and Nakum Yisrael Tumi has no Mones. But that's really no kashik, because we could say by Shvuyo, we have to resort to the fact that it's Midrabonon, because by Shvuyo is considered, Midrabonon, Shvuyo is considered not only a suffix in Yisrael. Midrabonon, so there is Aloche, Malkin al Yichud, Vene Yisrael al Yichud. So Midrabonon, it's Ibadai Lois in Yisrael. But Midrabonon, she is the Cheskas in Son. Shvuyo ben Akum. Midrabonon is the Cheskas in Son. Why? Because they kept him. So a Shvuyo, a captive. So they treat like Hefker. So Mimele, Midrabonon is the Cheskas in Son. So Mimele, we have to resort to the fact that since Shtelisa of Shvuyo is only Midrabonon, so Mimele, Akum is the only two reasons. The other gab the reverse in the Flamet Gimu Kosov al Gim Gimit Chobi, Misiya Kuditume, al Kankanim Shol Yain Lesa, Shobra al Yev, Yudveis Chodoshi, Dine Nemon, the Afi Meima, Gabi Yimim Vishin Yimine, Yisam Kina Vichom Misiya Kuditume, Abu Laf Vele, Mikol Mokim Shami Oche, Yishad Yisurei, Dibadu Nishtam Shubikam Kabiyayin Shol Yisya, Vata Bole Yitzi, Mikeyach, Eiduzei, Midibadu Yisurei, עד כאן משני, על כוח רצון חיימה, והריבוש סירו יקרה שבסייעתי, וילכה במסעד רבונון, הוא דייש לך לביוחה. So the ריבוש really mentions the distinction, that the נקום סירו יתומי as ממונס, if it's not ישחד יקסוי, but if it's ישחד יקסוי, and נקום סירו יתומי does not mean ממונס. So he says, the ריבוש can say that because the ריבוש שיטי is the תמקיקה is the רבונון. So anyway, the Rabbonon, we can distinguish between Ischazik Yisurei and not Ischazik Yisurei. Mashenken and Nisa the Raise, so we could distinguish between Ischazik Yisurei and no Ischazik Yisurei. Komish Borchum Bala Rala, Komish Dekot Vissinum Komplementari, Halu Nisa the Raise, Bada Yerchul Chal Goche, Ukmish Vesati, Rikach Nilalu, Lichalu Yididakke, Yichadwek Lomikim Alu Yilse, Hude Yichom Yisrael Yitumenem Vissatere, Alu Mim Yishin Mine, Yikim 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 weil wir sind in der Zeit, sind wir da, wir sind in Samachte, sind wir in Kupchobe, sind wir in Kupchobe, sind wir in Kupchobe. So the Shach gives another Terez. The Shach says that when do we say that Akum is here for Yitume? As no one is in the Reise, or in the Rabbonon, if it is not in Yilse David Lo Yigluye. Mashein, kin if it's in Yilse David Lo Yigluye, so then Akum is here for Yitume, as no one is in the Reise. I mean, as far as this din is concerned, on a theoretical level, no one could be chilik on the Shach, because that's Gemara Mefereshes. Because the Gemara says that the Nakum is here, Mitume has Nemones by Nes Bailo. So there are two Rishines in the Gemara. One Rosh in the Gemara is because Mitechim Vashachmar Tome Beseifo. So Er kalt aber mit Chiloso, because Isha Daike um Nisibe, and another Moshe in Gemore is, because it's in Yilze David or Yilwe. So one Moshe in Gemore, is, that the reason is why, and Akum, Messiah, Mitume is Nemon, but Mesbairo, is because it's in Yilze David or Yilwe. Let's say, because if the Akum testifies falsely and the Baal is a lie, so then it will ultimately be verified. Because he will show up sometimes if the Baal is alive. So it's Gemara Miforeshes that the Akum is here with Tumei has Nemones in Milze David Oligui. Very certainly that I said he's a of Ishishish. So why doesn't Taz give the Teres? The answer is over there, it's certainly David Oligui. It's certainly destined to be determined whether it's true or not. Because if it's not true, it will, without shadow of a doubt, be verified. The question is when. But if it's not true, the husband will sometimes show up. All right, so far he hasn't shown up. He disappeared. But if it's not true, what the Akum says, so it will be verified. Mashenkin here, the reason is why the Taz rejects this teretz by the Shach is because here it's not definite that it will be verified. Who says that it will be verified? After all, I mean, he tasted the tafshil. So why do we say that it's why is it destined to be verified? So the question is, why does the Shach say it's a Yilzid Avidoli Gur? I mean, this tafshil, so the Akum tasted it, and the Akum said, there is no tamchil. So then the Jew is allowed to eat it. So with that, then how will it be verified? So that's the reason as to why the other poskim don't mention the Shach's talents. Because it's not Milzad Avidol Igluye. Why is Milzad Avidol Igluye? Mez Bailo is Avidol Igluye. Because he says the husband died. Now if it's not true, so the husband will show up. So he's afraid to lie. Mashiach here, why should he be afraid? How will it be determined? He says that he doesn't have it on chile. He doesn't have it on chile. And so if he doesn't have it on chile, so in Melee, the Jew will eat it. The Jew will eat it up. How will it ever be found out that he's lying? So the question is, why does the Shach say that it's his in Yilzid Avidol Igluye? So before the Pesach occasion, I think I mentioned, because it's still possible to check on the Akum. How is it possible to check on the Akum? So of course, if the situation is unfortunately the way it is today, okay, so I mean, unfortunately there are so many Jews who are ready, you know, to eat something that is also. So let's say, so if it was given to a Jew and he is not chishish for Yisroel, and then he'll eat it and he'll be able to tell us whether there is a tamchil or not. But we are not talking of such an unfortunate situation when there are many Jews who are ready to taste it. But let's assume that it's Achshadore, and all the Jews are Yerei Shamayim, and they're not going to eat something that is also. But let's say, suppose there is a chayav who has to eat chayav. So this tafshil certainly can be given to him before a regular Jew who is not a chayav eats it. So maybe it's possible to check on the Akum. So maybe because of that, the Shach says it's a Milzad Avidol Igluye, because it's possible. It's possible to find it out. It's possible to find it out. And then, now the Taz said that actually it's mutter for a Jew to taste it on his tongue. And the reason as to why we ask an Akum to taste it and the Jew doesn't taste it himself because by without swallowing it, so we are not sure that it's, we'll be able to determine. We're not sure, but maybe we'll be able to detect the Tam Chelet, even if we put it just on the tongue, without swallowing it. So mainly because of that, it can be considered as a Milsa Dabidobo. Because the Shach might agree with the Taz, not with the Lush. What does the Lush says that it's also for a Jew to taste it on the tongue without swallowing it. And the Taz says it is Mutah. It is Mutah. Even with Rabbah. It is Mutah even with Rabbah. So why do we have to resort to Nakum? The answer is because tasting on the tongue is not a sure way of testing it. It's not a sure way, but it's a possible way of testing it. So it's possible that the Tam Chelev is so strong in it that even if one will taste it, even if a Jew were to taste it on his tongue, he might still detect it. Maybe yes, maybe not. But since there is a possibility to detect it by means of tasting it on the tongue without swallowing it, so maybe according to the Shach, it's considered means that we will. So it's possible to check on the Akka. Mashiach and the other positive, the other Ezekiels, they say that's not a means that we agree, just because there is a possibility of finding out whether the Akum says the truth or not. When is it considered Milzer Abinui Gruye if it is definitely going to be determined? But if it's not definitely going to be determined, possibly it will be determined, that's not a Milzer Abinui Gruye. So actually, the Shach Shite is a big chiddush. In other words, that as long as there is a possibility that it will be verified, and the Akum, in case he's lying, will be found out to be a liar, so it's also considered as a Milsa Dabidui Gruye. That's the reason as to why the other Mesikim don't mention the Teres Badishach. Alright, we leave it here. Now, there is still a whole hour, so...
Shir Ches and Taruvus, Beis Iyar Hetov Shimon Gimel, April 15th, 1983, on Friday.
Who took the plug out?
Ibu Shoke have a need in a minute. After we are still about the time, Ibu Shoke will. Now, this is Beis, Sunwords. That's in respect to the aloha of Isari Min Biminei Benishba. So then, if it's Min Biminei, and we are sure there is Rov, even though we don't know whether there is Shishin, so I think we'll hook it. But if it's Isari Min Biminei, and even though we are sure there is Rov, but we don't know whether there is Shishin, so it's a strange that I say, so we cannot be tailored hook. So the Amor says, mentions such a striking chiddush that whether it is to be treated as min b'mine, so mainly in case of nishpach, we can be tailed hokul, or we have to treat it like min she'eim b'mine. So in case of nishpach, we have to be machmir, does not depend upon tam, but it depends upon shem. Upon shem, in other words. So the pashtes of the Roshon of the Amor indicates that if, let's say, two items will be Nisari, one is Iser and one is Heter, and they both have the same tam, but they have different names. People call them by different names. So then, and it's Nishpach, and we know that the mean of Heter is Rov against the mean of Iser. So, even though, if they have the same name, even though they have different timing, but they have the same name, so then it's considered min b'minei, and we are tilel hokeh. But if they have different names, even though they have the same tav, then it's considered min shaloi b'minei, and we have to be machmir. Now, where did the Ramo get this criterion of Shmo, Natam? That is a Gemore in Avrizore, the Machlekes between between Abaye and Dro. Now, the halach is by Yai Neser. So, if Yai Neser is Nisari with Yai Hefer, so mid Rabbonon, it hasn't been mashu. It doesn't become Bottle Mishish. It doesn't apply to the Stam Yenum of today. Whether it applies to the Stam Yenum of Man Chazal, not today, is a Machlekes Rishenim. But it certainly applies to real Yai Nesach. If real Yai Nesach, Yai that was Nisnasach Lavid is off. So it's also Midarais. So if that Yai Nesach was Nisari with Yai Heter, even if there is Shishi, so the Aloch is, it hasn't been much. That's only Min Bimine. But suppose it's Min Shavoy Bimine, suppose you mix Yai with Mali, so then it's bottom Shishi. So there is a machlekes between Abay and Rav. Chamre atike be'amve, divrei hakir b'nei sinta. Suppose there is itarubes, of grapes and old wine. If they have different names, one is called wine and one is called grapes, and they have different timing. When you eat grapes, it's not, so you don't feel the same tam as when you drink old wine. So chamra atike ba'amve divehatam reisim tam. You see, chamra atike, I think I mentioned it before Pesach. Chamra atike really means what we call wine, in contrast to what we call grape juice. What is the difference between grape juice and wine? One for has fermented and the other one is not fermented. So one has alcohol and the other one does not have alcohol. So Alpidin we say Seychitodom Eshkel Shalamovim Vehimer of Kirishayim. In other words, if he squeezes out a cluster of grapes and then on the juice he can say Kiddush. What is it? If you squeeze out a cluster of grapes, that's grape juice. I mean, before you allow it to ferment. So it's grape juice. So that is, Chamre Chadete is really grape juice. That's what I think. Because Chamre Chadete is grape juice. And Chamre Atike is what we call wine. So Chamre Atike Ban Vedibrehat Lomineisim Tam. That means if there is tarubes between grapes and wine, so they have different timing and they have different shemes. One is called grapes, one is called wine. So the Vahakal Vinaisita, Chamre Chadete Banve, suppose there is a Tarubes between New Chamre, which I think means grape juice, and grapes. So, in other words, suppose Yai Nesach was Nisari with grapes, Yai Nesach, of grape juice was Nisari with grapes. So Abayo Ma Bimash, that it asas Bimash, Robo Ma Bineisita. Why the Aloch is Min Bimine Yayineser Hasas Bimash, Min Shaloi Bimine Bishishi. That's Bineisita. So suppose there is the Ruves of grape juice and grapes. So Abayo Ma Bimash, Robo Ma Bineisita. Because grape juice and grapes have the same time. Abayom abimashu was a time aslino. Ide vide chai taino. So in other words, grape juice and grapes have the same time, but they have different names. But Abaye considers the time as the criteria, not the name. Since they have the same time, so it's min bimine. Min bimine yai nesach asas bimashu. So if there is a tarubes of yai nesach, grape juice yai nesach, and grapes, so the male, in view of the fact that they both have the same time, so it's min bimine, so it asas bimashu. was a time has been on. Either we either had time or the have a mean be mine, or mean be mine be mashu. We hope all my beliefs in town was a small as we know. If the criterion is the name, the high small hood, the high small hood, this is called chamre, and this is called graves. So in Mela it's two different meanings. So it's min shalei b'mine, min shalei b'mine is potel b'shishi. That's one makhlekes. V'aish malachu, v'aish malachu. V'haru min v'shenim mine, u'min v'shenim mine b'nei sinta. Then the Gemara mentions another case. Chale v'chamre, v'chale v'shikre, u'chmire v'chite, Uchmira di sal, di seir. Abayom abneis in tav. Suppose you have a tahudes of wine vinegar and beer vinegar. So, and let's say, and the wine vinegar is yaineser. Is yaineser. So, and it's nisarei with beer vinegar. Abayom abneis in tav. Was a time as me. V'hai time l'chud, v'hai time l'chud. Both are called vinegar. Just as today. So when you buy vinegar, you don't even know whether the vinegar was made from barley, or it was made from wine. Everything is called vinegar. So the melee, wine vinegar and beer vinegar, beer vinegar are both called vinegar, but they have different timing. They have different timing. Wine vinegar and beer vinegar have different timing. So chale de chamre and chale de shikre abayom are b'nisim tav. So it doesn't ask a b'mashu. Was a time as in it. Vai time l'chud, vai time l'chud. V'havu min b'shenim minei, u'min b'shenim minei b'nisim tav. V'hova om are b'mashu. Was a shmoaz limon, v'haychal mikre, v'haychmira mikre, v'havol min b'minei, v'chol min b'minei b'mash. So we have two cases, the machlekes. And the machlekes is reference to yainesech. So yainesech min b'minei asad b'mashu, and min she'en b'minei is bottle b'shishi. So according to Abaye, the criterion is tam, so m'mele, Abaye says, if there is a tarubes between grape juice, chamre chadete, grape juice, and grapes, so they both have the same tam. So even though they have different names, so it's considered, according to Abaye, as nim b'minei, so m'meile itasas b'mashu, according to Rove, so we go b'sashmo, and they have different names, so it's min shalei b'minei, so it's bottle b'shishi. And then the case of itarubes of yainesach vinegar, there was nisarei with beer vinegar, so according to Abaye, they are both called vinegar, but they have different timing. According to Abaye, the criterion is the time, since they have different timing, so it's min shalei b'minei, it doesn't ask them mashu. According to Rove, the criterion is the shem, and they are both called vinegar. So mimele, they are considered min b'minei, so it answers the mashu. Now, the machlekes with Abaye and Rove, naturally we pass like Rove. So the Ramah applies it here to the case of Nishpach. So the halacha is, if it's a behetaru on Isari, we know that there was Rov, we don't know whether there was Shishim. So if it's min b'minei, so then we are telling Hoker, because min b'minei midrash is but the Rov, and the Rabbonet requires Shishim. So in case we don't know Nishpach, we are telling Hoker. But if it's itamuves of min shaloi b'minei and it's nishpach, we know that there is rov, but we don't know the shishim, so we have to be machmir. So the Rambam says, b'minei azlinam b'sar shmo, im ushove avu min b'minei, avu azlinam b'sar taimei, im ushove uloi. So that means, now, we have a case. The Gemara mentions a case of wine vinegar, yainesach wine vinegar, and beer vinegar. So Abaye says that was a time agreement, since they have different timing, so it's considered min shalei b'minei, so the male is bottom b'shishim, but Rove says was a shmo, since they are both called vinegar, so it's considered min b'minei, so even if there is shishim, so it's osea, even though there is shishim, so it's osea, because they both have the same name, so that means that Ramo is saying, let's say in connection with Lishpach, suppose you have, and it, when in regard to a deraisa question, over there in Yain Eser, it's a derabonon question, because shishim it has, but the question is whether it asks the mashu. So according to Rove, wine vinegar and beer vinegar asks the mashu. But suppose it's a case of a shayon and deraisa. Suppose real Yain Eser, the vinegar of real Yain Eser, was nisarev with beer vinegar. With beer vinegar. We know that the beer vinegar has at least rov as against the wine vinegar. The Yain Eser wine vinegar. But we don't know whether the beer vinegar had 60 measures as against the wine vinegar. And then it was nishpach. We are sure that l'chol hapoches there was rov in the beer vinegar as against the wine vinegar. So what is the psak of Ramo? So in such a case, since we go bos Hashem and it's min b'minei, so in view of the fact that we know there is rov, so we are tilul hok. And in the case of where it was, let's say, itarubes of grape juice that is real Yain Eser and grapes, and then we know that the grapes certainly had a robust against the grape juice, but we don't know whether the grapes had 60 measures as against the grape juice Yain Eser, and then it was Nishpach. So even though they have the same tab, but in view of the fact that they have different names, so then we have to be machia. This is what the Rambam says. We have to be machia. So the Shach is masik and Rambam. It's so strange, because the machleik is between Abaye and Rove, the Shach says, has reference to Yain Eser, where the question is in regard to the Rabbonon. That Yain Eser min b'minei asas b'mashu, so it's a special zera. That Yain Eser asas b'mashu mid Rabbonon, so there, so what it says, that we go bos Hashem, that if wine vinegar, Yain Eser wine vinegar, was misari with beer vinegar, and there is shishim in the beer vinegar as against the wine vinegar, so it's still osa. It's not but with shishim. Why? Because there is haloche with Rabbonon that Yain Eser has been mashu, and in regard to that haloche, whether it's mimimimei, so we consider that mimimimei because they both have the same shed. And let's say grape juice was misalif with grapes. So then, and there is shishim in the grapes as against the grape juice, Yain Eser. So Rabbi says that since they have different names, so it's